Rules designed to prevent future corporate bailouts by the government could change your life insurance policy. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The biggest life insurance company in America, MetLife, is considering parting ways with its retail insurance business. Same with another investment it sells that's popular in American households, annuities. There could be a sale, or it could sell the businesses to individual investors through an initial public offering of stock. The point is to get smaller in light of the rules the government enacted after the great financial collapse, Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
After the financial crisis, companies deemed really important to the financial system are supposed to sock away extra money to keep a bigger financial cushion in case they get into trouble. Karen Petru with Federal Financial Analytics says moves like MetLife's are what regulators want.
The goal is very clear. We want you smaller, we want you less complex, or we want you under a lot of very tough new rules.
MetLife has been fighting this systemically important label and said the decision was driven in part by these increased capital requirements. Petru says it's not that a smaller MetLife will be less risky per se.
The risks move. It makes the financial system safer in that risks are not concentrated in a few very large financial institutions. But that doesn't necessarily mean the individual insurance risks the new company takes are any more safe.
GE announced a similar decision to get smaller last year. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Why would the stock market go up again today? One possibility is that umbilical cord linking global stock markets to China. While China's exports just posted their first year-on-year decline in 6 years, the December drop-off wasn't as steep as the experts were forecasting. Quincy Crosby is market strategist at Prudential Financial.
Obviously, China's been in the news, moving markets down. And any time you see that the data are, you know, not getting worse, that it's stabilizing, maybe moving up just a little bit, it makes the market much happier. And, you know, this has been a very gloomy market. And I think what you're looking for, David, is that things just don't get worse over there. And having the data that came out this morning on trade suggests maybe we're seeing a bit of stabilization. And that's all the market really needs.
And a lot of market participants have been obsessed by these low oil prices. Oil up, as we speak, about 2.4% in New York. Still, it's cheap, $31.17 a barrel. But up, I guess, is what some of these folks want.
It's at that level that you don't want it turning back down. And this is where, you know, the market is really nervous, because if it breaks down below $30, the question is, are they in for a free fall, and how long would it stay in the 20s? And so any time we could keep it above 30, the market seems to be, we didn't break that important level.
Quincy Crosby at Prudential Financial, thank you for the briefing.
Thank you so much.
Also later today, the innocuously named Beige Book, a series of stories about how the economy feels in the Federal Reserve's 12 regions. And your odds of getting killed by a bee, wasp, or hornet sting are 56,000 to 1. I bring that up because the odds of winning the Powerball tonight are 292 million to 1. But with a jackpot of $1.5 billion or so, many will pay the $2 for the entertainment value of imagining a win. As of this year, firms with more than 50 employees need to offer workers insurance or face fines. That's part of the Affordable Care Act, and it is a tall and expensive order for some employers who currently offer nothing. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein reports.
There are loads of businesses with thin margins, think retail and the service industry. Benestream CEO Ben Geierhan says typically those businesses can only afford to offer plans with high deductibles and copays.
The employers offer plans that are expensive for the employer and expensive to the employee. That's a lose-lose.
Geierhan says he's come up with a win-win. For a price, he'll comb through a business's employee rolls and see who qualifies for Medicaid.
If you can get people who are Medicaid eligible off your plan, save a lot of money.
Garhan says a business can avoid $5,000 to $15,000 on average for every employee shifted onto the taxpayer-funded program. He says 99 out of 100 employees will do better on that program because they don't have to pay high deductibles and copays. If this sounds like it's too good to be true, Bob Kocher says, you're right.
The hitch is that it's shifting cost from the employee and employer onto the government.
Kocher's a venture capitalist and former Obama health policy advisor. As it stands now, businesses pay fines if their employees buy subsidized insurance on the exchanges, but not for Medicaid. Kocher says Washington could easily change rules and fine companies if Garhan's business takes off.
It was not ever imagined that employers would systematically try to offload their workers onto Medicaid rolls or have, you know, software systems that go through and identify them and say, did you know you might get Medicaid?
The optics for sure are a big challenge.
That's Harvard's Dr. Ben Summers. Summers leaves it to policymakers to decide if this cost shift is equitable. He says the important thing is workers must decide if Medicaid is a better healthcare fit.
What we do know is that people with Medicaid are going to be on the hook for less of their care financially than they would with private coverage.
What we don't know, says Summers, is whether Medicaid will offer these low-income workers better care. If not, Summers says workers can re-enroll in the company plan next year. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And senior managers at Volkswagen are set to brief the Environmental Protection Agency today on plans to fix the nearly 500,000 diesels that overpollute and were rigged to cheat emissions tests. Another key regulator is already underwhelmed by VW's plan. The powerful California Air Resources Board finds VW's proposed remedies too vague and lacking specifics on what the proposed changes will do to emissions or the performance of the cars. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.